It's All Things Considered. I'm Jen White. Every Thursday, we talk Michigan politics with Susan Demas, political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema, former Senate Majority Leader and Senior Policy Fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Ken, Susan, even a week later, it's kind of hard to talk about Michigan politics without talking about what happened in the State House last week. So Democratic State Representative Lisa Brown was barred from speaking on the House floor for using the word vagina during a debate on anti-abortion legislation. Then State Representative Barbara Byram, a Democrat, was also banned from speaking on the floor because she spoke out of turn. This is still in the press 7 days later. Ken, why is this resonating?
I think for two reasons. One is this official ban on having state representatives speak for a day on the House floor, which really has never been done in that way. That is sort of an official public way. And then, of course, the use of the word vagina and all the news media interest in that over the course of the last several days. So I think those two reasons combined has made this, at least at this point, an ongoing story.
Susan, Democrats have really used this as an opportunity to cast Republicans in a very poor light and also to rally their base. Do you think Democrats can maintain this momentum, or is this just a blip?
Well, it's always hard to say. I mean, this is during the summer, and a lot of people are not paying attention right now. You know, it would be hard, I think, to sustain this kind of anger and interest that some people have that long. But it can help them with their fundraising right now, help them with their organization. And I do think that women's issues will be an issue for House elections as well as for the presidency in Michigan.
Ken, you know, Republicans seem completely blindsided by the attention this has gotten. How do you think they're managing this?
From their standpoint, silence is the best course of action at this point. It's about the only way for them, I think, to deal with this. But I think going back to how this all started, this notion of officially prohibiting an elected official from speaking in the body to which they've been elected is kind of dumbfounding. Now, I also believe that there's a risk in Democrats kind of overplaying this because, frankly, I don't think the average voter is looking at this and thinking anybody's blameless. I think they're saying, look, this is not the kind of issue or behavior or discourse we expect of our elected officials from either side.
Susan, what are your thoughts? I want to get your take here.
Well, I covered the event, and, you know, certainly I have to be honest, when I became a journalist, I never really expected to be covering an issue like this. I think what has resonated with a lot of female voters, Republicans, independents, and Democrats, is the idea of silencing women who are just expressing their opinion, even though, you know, it's an opinion that a lot of women may not share. But the idea that it's somehow offensive for them to express themselves in, you know, medical terms about what they believe on the issue of abortion, that was deemed too offensive by Republican leadership, something just wasn't right.
Susan, what is the takeaway here for Republicans and for Democrats?
You know, I think for Republicans, they've had a really successful run for the last year and a half of power. And this is kind of the first scandal that has gotten a lot of traction. And this happens to be on an issue that wasn't supposed to be on anybody's agenda. We're all supposed to be focused on the economy. That's what Governor Snyder has really stressed. And then they kind of got sidetracked with some of these ancillary issues like abortion. And, you know, they have, I think, overplayed their hand. And they might want to step back and get back to their agenda. And I think for Democrats, I think Ken is right. They have to be wary of overplaying this issue, and they need to make sure that they're on message. They've got an election, and hopefully in the future we can move on from this.
Will we still be talking about this in a couple of weeks, Ken?
I think the answer is yes. This has some lingering public relations value for Democrats, but after the August primary, I think the answer is no.
Susan, your take?
I think that when the House and Senate are both back on July 18th, this will be an issue. I think tensions will be riding pretty high. But in terms of this being a perpetual campaign issue, especially the fact that we're talking about now a procedural issue in the House, I tend to think that it will fade, like Ken was saying.
Susan Demas is political analyst for Michigan Information and Research Service, and Ken Sikkema is senior policy fellow at Public Sector Consultants. Susan, Ken, good to talk to you.
Thank you.
Thank you.